Part 6 from the section Awakening.
Awakening. What is awakening? Many people have the illusions of enlightenment or some sort of cosmic revelations. What we would say to you is awakening is becoming the master of self. It is not a spiritual journey. It is not a spiritual trip. It is not something religious or new agey. It is becoming connected with your own inner divine self. It is not about service to others. In fact, it is not even being concerned about others. It is, however, being loving toward others, however that may turn out, because sometimes loving is not what people expect or by the human definition. In the mastery of self, one must give up service to others and serve only their own inner divinity, or what we would call the God within. As you are in the process of awakening, many old paradigms will fall by the wayside. Many old images, concepts, and belief systems will come to the surface for you to review and say, or should we say, ask, does this serve my highest good or my own divinity? It is about being connected to yourself and choosing what you wish to experience, how to experience, and not using the limited human belief system to come up with these inner desires. You must keep in mind that levels 1, 2, and 3 all must interact, but level 1 is a distorted reality. It is not your divine self. But once integrated, there is no difference between levels 1, 2, and 3. So as you begin to awaken, many issues will come up. Many old paradigms and belief systems will present themselves multiple times, and they will continue to recycle until you have gained every ounce of wisdom that is possible to be gained on your journey to your own inner mastery. Awakening is not the old way. The awakening that we speak of is the new awakening, which is as it always was intended to be. But for thousands of years, this information and direction was lost. It gave way to gurus, leaders, etc. We would say to you, there should be no leader before you. There should be no God before your own inner divine self. In many ways, the God that was spoken of in ancient literature and text is actually referring to the God self. That's right, your self, the God within. No external God, no external deity. You are the divine God of your being. As we go through this process, we will at times refer to your God self, you being a God, your divine nature, you being a creator God, your I am presence, and or your I am that I am. All of these things refer to your own divinity, that true essence. The absolute true essence of self. There was once a biblical phrase that there shall be no other gods before me. This was actually the higher aspect of self speaking to the lower aspect of self. When we refer to higher and lower, we are mainly speaking of frequency, not of a linear or hierarchy. Thou shalt have no other gods before me simply means you must become the master of self. Do not reference or look to any external things, no matter how noble, divine, or human they may be. The only true an absolute true divinity lies within each one of you. As you seek relationships, understand that relationships are merely a metaphor for the relationship of your own inner divine self with your level one self. Everything is a metaphor for the male-female aspects while you are in the world of polarity, and a metaphor for levels 1, 2, and 3. There is no information that you need, as all of the information truly is within. It is difficult to understand and remember because you have been so programmed to seek outside information and external authorities. We would say to you, you are the only authority. But the you we speak of is the I am that I am, or your soul spirit aspects. Have your focus on connecting with the divine creator God self within. Know that this is the pure essence of source, and you are that. And the only road home to your happiness, so to speak, is the reconnection with those aspects of self. Many people focus on meditations. Meditations are helpful, but mainly to still the mind. Yes, some people astral travel. Some people leave their body. And we would say to you, why would you take a body in order to leave it? Wouldn't integration be the optimal experience? That way, there is nothing to, quote, leave. And in leaving the body or traveling these ways, one must disconnect from self in a way. It is not an integration. There are many paths to your own inner divinity. Whichever one you choose is up to you. But this course is about connecting you to your own divine self through the understanding of your human experience. Thus, human mastery. Human mastery encompasses the integration of levels 1, 2, and 3. Through human mastery, there is a divine connection to the all that is and the all-knowing that is within you. Truly, all the answers lie within. Remembering how to connect with them is another story. But when you know that you will know whatever it is you need to know as it is required to know, and trust this, trust knowing that your inner divine self will bring to your human conscious awareness whatever is necessary for your experience, and all you need to do is learn to listen. Listening begins with the quieting of the old programs, the mental constructs, and the external distractions, while being able to live a fulfilled human life with whatever material experiences or relationships you choose to have. There are no limitations. There is no giving up of material goods. That's all a bunch of bunk. It is not true. You can have anything and everything you wish, but the having of it is experienced through non-attachment and simply the magnificent experience of being in form. If you are attached to these things through desires that are related to your human programming, there are many challenges that go along with that. But if you have these experiences with the open, sovereign, connected experience of your integration of your human soul spirit, or, as we have said, levels 1, 2, and 3, it is limitless and extremely joyful. You get to choose. Would you like to do it the old way, or awaken to the new mastery of self? becoming a sovereign, divine, creator, God being. The choice is yours. As always, be patient with your human, because there are many things that it is doing for you while you are going through what people call your issues. Your patterns, behaviors, and belief systems are all serving you. Remember, everything you do, feel, and experience is there to serve you if you can hear it through your heart or your divine nature. The world and your experiences are in service to you. This is awakening.